Their meek prayer and their piteous cheer made the Marquis's heart to have pity. "You will," quod he, "my own people dear, till that I never erst thought strain me. I me rejoiced of my liberty, that seldom time is found in marriage, where I was free I must be in servage. But natheless I see your true intent, and trust upon your wit, and have done I. Wherefore, of my free will I will assent to wed me as soon as ever I may. But there, as you have proffered me to-day to choose me a wife, I you release that choice, and pray you of that proffer cease. For God it wot, that children often been unlike their worthy elders them before, bounty comes all of God, not of the strain of which they been engendered and ybore. I trust in God's bounty, and therefore my marriage and my estate and rest I him betake. He may do as him lest. Let me alone in choosing of my wife. That charge upon my back I will endure, but I you pray, and charge upon your life, that what wife that I take, you me assure to worship her, while that her life may dure in word and work both here and everywhere, as she an emperor's daughter were. And furthermore, this shall you swear, that ye against my choice shall neither grouch nor strive, for since I shall forego my liberty at your request, as ever may I thrive, there as my heart is set, there will I wive. And but you will assent in such manner, I pray you speak no more of this matter." With hearty will they swore, and they assent to all this thing. There said no wight nay, beseeching him of grace ere that they went, that he would grant unto them a certain day of his espousal, as soon as ever he may, for yet always the people somewhat dread, lest that the Marquis no wife would wed. He granted them a day, such as him lest, on which he would be wedded sickerly, and said he did all this at their request, and they, with humble intent, buxomly, kneeling upon their knees full reverently, him thanked all. And thus they have an end of their intent, and home again they wend. And hereupon he to his officers commandeth for the feast to purvey, and to his privy knights and squires such charge gave as him list on them lay. And they to his commandment obey, and each of them does all his diligence to do unto the feast reverence.
In part two, by the day appointed for the wedding, all preparations have been made, but the identity of the bride has not yet been announced. Then the Marquis astonishes his court with his choice of bride, a very poor peasant girl, Griselda, who promises him lifelong obedience. Oddly enough, there is no church ceremony. In time, the new Marquisess bears a girl child.